Yeah, no, so it's about band and it's not about band.
Hold on, like, I gotta write that down. Because yeah, I was just
how can you not remember that?
Okay, how can you not remember the three things that are on our list for the podcast today?
I just need notes to go by so I don't forget
something.
So why can't
I have notes to not forget something? Like, well, I don't want to screw it up. This is like 3.0 season right now. Like, okay. I want to make sure I get it right. You always yell at me.
Okay, I'm not yelling at you. I'm just okay. I appreciate the fact that you're writing it down.
I got a whole list of like
gonna be fine.
Numbered
it's
1 through 20
fantastic.
Episodes.
It's great. Okay. You're doing a great job.
I crossed off the old.
Okay, that's
things.
No one cares. No, let's just get to the episode.
No one cares.
Welcome back to the podcast that's all about band and not about band. At all. Because in this rehearsal space, everyone has a seat, whether you play an instrument or not. 12 noon on the gain is pretty hot.
Well, we are hot.
It is 97 degrees outside today.
Oh, you mean like temperature hot? I just meant like if I was looking in the mirror.
Well, you. I mean, you. Listen,
if you want B-roll, I'm giving you the B-roll.
Whatever scale works for you, okay? And now you just clipped. Now you shouted
into
the microphone
okay.
while leaning forward.
So
it's like you forgot how to podcast.
It's been a long time.
It's been like how many months since we've done an episode?
Yeah. What did we do one in June at all? At the end of the school year?
I don't remember. I honestly don't remember.
What was our last mid-May?
I think it's been like 3 months.
Oof-da.
I mean, I didn't even remember how to hit the record button.
Honestly, like, I mean, all the blankets and things in here to make it soundproof and the air conditioning's running. It's very loud. This is so unprofessional.
It really is. The fact that you refuse to turn the air conditioning off is ruining the sound quality of this podcast. And our listeners deserve the best.
They really do. They truly do. However, it's 1,000 degrees and they will be like, it's okay. Because we're all suffering.
Fortunately, the summer has not been 1,000 degrees every day. What have you been up to? I mean, obviously, you've been doing some marching band, but what was a highlight of your summer?
I spent a ton of time in Duluth this summer.
Yeah? Well, doing what?
Well, working on the house you bought.
I picked the right property manager then because, you've taken that fixer-upper and made it look really nice.
It does
and,
look really nice.
Yeah, it's super exciting. You love going to Duluth, so it's giving you an excuse to
it is,
be
it
up
is
there
a win-win situation.
Every weekend. Yeah.
I got to get back into my work boots and work pants and I had a lot of fun painting and scrubbing and whatever else I did in that house.
And I just want to remind our listeners that it wasn't like I bought this rundown house and then made Erin and her husband John fix it up for me.
No.
This was her idea.
It was. It actually, like, it benefits me to no end because my son and four of his college friends are living in this house in Duluth because that's where they go to school. And so we're the property managers of the house that you own. And so it's actually kind of a labor of love, but also labor. And so you're not going to see rent for a number of months.
Yes, I'm aware. I bought what I thought was an investment property, but so far there has not been any return on my investment.
When you saw that place after the previous renters were out of it, then you saw how bad it was. I mean, when you came in and you were like, you got to paint this room, this room, this room, and I was like, okay. Because we were only going to do like this minimal amount of work and
it needed it.
And the kids are so excited. They're so pumped. And all the parents that I saw this weekend that were helping their kids move in, they're like, this place is great.
Great.
And the carpet wasn't even in yet. But now it is. No. So it is, it's exciting. So that was a lot of my summer, reading, working out, hanging out with friends, being with my kids, being at the cabin. It's been a really good summer.
Nice.
Yeah.
Awesome.
And you, what were you doing all summer?
Well,
gallivanting.
I mean, obviously, aside from marching band, I had an amazing trip to Sweden, Norway, and Iceland back in late June, almost 2 weeks, and got to travel with some really great friends and colleagues organized by a couple teachers at Farmington High School. And man, I had a blast, and it was a part of the world that I've never been to before, and I highly recommend
Lithuania?
No.
So Sorry. That's my joke.
All summer long, she keeps asking me about how Lithuania was. I wasn't anywhere close to Lithuania.
I don't even know how that joke started.
I don't even know.
But it hits right, so I'm not letting it go.
Well, anyway, it was great, and I don't have any Scandinavian heritage. I'm mostly Bohemian and German, but even for me, it was really cool. And if you do have any Norwegian or Swedish in you, go to Scandinavia, check it out, and stop at Iceland on the way there or back. It was beautiful. It was wild. It was really special.
I'm so jealous but thrilled for all of you that got to go see Iceland. I mean, that is just a dream. Like, it just seems not real.
It does. You know? It seems not real. And to be there in the middle of the summer where it never gets dark.
Yeah.
Yeah,
your photographs were, and everybody's too, they were just so cool. Just mm-hmm. what a gem of a part of the world. And I'm so glad that you got to do that trip. Yeah. That's super fun. So.
But after all of that, I mean, we've been well into marching band now for a few weeks, and I'm excited. The beginning of the actual official school year is just around the corner. And
so fun.
I mean, I'm excited. Are you excited?
I am beyond thrilled and excited for this year.
Excited. I mean, Brad and Aaron, excited. Beyond excited.
B and E, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, B.
Well, I mean, band is everything.
Band is everything. Wait a second. Brad and Aaron, B.
Yeah.
And we love everything because every day is a good day to get better. Like, every band is everything. Ooh, that gives me an idea.
What?
I mean, I don't know. Like, I think, you know, like hitting a reset button on some things and kind of like changing your brand to the next level and like pushing yourselves to those next levels of.
Wait, are you talking about the podcast?
Yeah.
Okay. Because we had talked, I mean, obviously, if you listen to the podcast, you know, we talked a little bit in the last episode about maybe this podcast needs a new episode. But I thought we had settled on, like, band is life or band for life. But you think it should be band is everything?
Yeah.
That's kind of...
Yeah.
We did talk about how we wanted to incorporate, like, the B and E.
Yeah.
We were like...
Yeah.
Like, band is everything.
But, yeah.
Well, maybe that's just the new name of the podcast. Maybe it's just band is everything. Because it's about band, but it's not about band.
Right.
And that's why it's so great that we
and
have listeners. We have
Brad
so many listeners.
And Aaron.
So many listeners.
I am everything. No, I'm kidding.
Band directors and music educators, but also we have tons of people who listen to the podcast who are not.
Right.
They just like so many. Know that there's so much great life advice wrapped up in the things that we see and learn and laugh at that occur every day in our classroom.
Do you know what that means, though?
What?
We have to get new stickers.
Oh, we do have to get new stickers.
For like Midwest, especially because I'm presenting there.
Mm-hmm. But also, that won't be a problem because our graphic designer, Ben Smaby.
It's already done.
I mean, he's...
I'm sure he's already... He's listening to this and going, I got it done.
honestly, yeah. And he had even like done some mock-ups after our last episode like Band for Life and Band Be Life. So if he just makes a few more tweaks, we'll just tell him... Band is everything.
Band is everything.
That's it.
Yeah.
All right.
I love it. High five.
All right. Oh, that was a good one.
That was a good one.
Awesome. Well, I mean.
Well, that's exciting.
Well, that's great because we've already talked to a few people about some of the guests and topics that we want to have on.
I'm just excited about the people that we're going to get to talk to this year.
I talked to Claire.
Yes.
Claire Larson down at Ken and Wanamingo. Mm-hmm. She's going to be a guest on the podcast this year. And she did a takeover episode back in the early days when I was doing it with Jerry.
Right.
But we're going to talk to her about, we had so much positive response to our episode about teaching in small and rural schools last year with Andy Nelson from Malacca. So we're going to do basically a part two of that. And we're going to talk to Claire Larson down at Kenyon Wanamingo. And she's just like killing it.
She's a gem. Yeah. And one of my favorite teaching days was the day that you guys did your teacher swap. And she came to Farmington. And I got to work with her and watch her work. So there's me getting better, you know. And then you went down there.
I went down
there.
And that's the day I realized that I kind of forgot how to teach fifth grade band. Because I used to teach beginner band when I taught up in Pine City. I did it for 8 years.
Right.
And I loved it. And I was pretty good at it.
Yeah.
And when you don't do it for a while, you get rusty. And man, I was so exhausted at that end of the day because, when you teach in a small school, I taught beginner band, I taught middle school band, I taught high school band, I taught lessons, I taught ensembles, and it doesn't stop.
Nope.
And what she's doing there is amazing, and I can't wait to hear what she has to say about that. We're also going to do an episode.
I interrupted.
Oh, I was going to say, I just talked to you this morning.
Oh.
Adrian Davis.
Great. Excellent.
Who is the music coordinator of Minneapolis Public Schools. But many of our listeners might actually know him best as the president of Minnesota Music Educators Association. And Adrian is amazing. And his voice and his ideas are perfect for a podcast, and especially this whole idea of how music and music education enriches lives and communities.
Yes.
He gets it.
Yep.
He knows it.
Came to our staff development day, that music day one that we had at Schmidt Music, that was, I just was like, you can talk and I'll keep listening he gets it. Like you said, he gets it. And it's exciting. So I'm thrilled and honored that he's going to be on this podcast. We're also going to have one of our middle school principals. He came to Farmington, was it just last year? And so he's actually the middle school principal at my son's middle school, Bachman Middle School. His name is Joe Sage.
Oh, and by the way, I'm not sure that he knows who I am yet or knows my name.
Oh, he's got it.
No, I saw him the other day.
And seriously?
He said something like really classic, like, hey, buddy. So we'll have to ask him about that when he's on the podcast.
I'd love that. So he's actually like, we've been talking about this for a long time, but we just ran out of space in terms of like our timeline for last year. And I'd love to pick his brain, especially about how he views middle school music and how it fits in the schedules and the why behind all of the things that admin have to think about as they're programming and scheduling and all that stuff. I mean,
I can't wait to pick his brain because, man, that's going to be really hard. And middle schools run such different schedules.
There's so many different schedules.
6-period days, 8-period days.
9-period days.
Blocks and skinnies. And I'm curious to hear his view on that because I know as music educators, sometimes we just see our perspective and we know what our needs are.
Mm-hmm.
But I'll be curious to hear what he has to say about not only how he feels like music fits in the curriculum of a middle school,
right?
But also the challenges that he might deal with on a day-to-day basis that we don't see or hear about.
Exactly. And I think that's the big thing that we have to realize in life is that there's other perspectives than just our own that we have to like take a big, have that insight. And the problem is we don't take the time to sit down and listen to that. We just make these assumptions. It's going to be great. So I'm really excited. Take the time.
Not make the time.
You got to take the time.
Yeah. That's it was about one year ago today we did that episode.
It came up in my memories from last week. Yep. So that was super awesome. So yeah, so we have some other guests that we're chatting with, but we haven't gotten confirmation. So I don't really want to
reveal any more names.
Because people are busy. Like we get all that. So we want to make sure that we are, being respectful of everybody, but that's super exciting to what we have coming up. Oh, no, we do have one that we can talk about.
Oh, that's true. one of our most popular episodes from last season was the one that we did at the MMEA Midwinter Convention in Minneapolis in February with Jim Baxter and Charlie Moe.
Oh,
they both teach at Princeton High School.
Band and choir.
And choir. And those two guys are crazy and hilarious. And we've already
smart.
Agreed.
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Clever. But and also like really great music educators.
They are fantastic.
They're fun to hang out with, but also like they do amazing things in their program. So we're gonna do like a second annual in February at the Midwinter Convention again. Just the four of us sitting in a hotel room talking about, hey, how are things going? We're a little over halfway through the school year.
Yep. And already, like, our text message with that group this morning it was before, like, 8 o'clock. And it was hilarious, and it's going to be great. So the only thing that, like, I have left to talk about with us, because I'm sure that we can have more, but this is just a teaser episode. So we don't want
to
give
too much.
We're
supposed to keep it real short,
Real short.
Well, then we better, just tell folks what we're looking forward to and then keep them wanting
more
because we're going to have a new episode coming out in about 2 weeks and that'll be our first official full-length episode for
the
year.
Go.
So,
let's go.
But yeah, like let's real quick, what are you most looking forward to this year?
Well, MMEA, the Wind Ensemble, got chosen to perform. And
that's right. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you to you all and everybody that is in our district that creates music with kids, whether it's from kindergarten levels to choir, to band, to middle school, everybody. This is a village, and we know it's not just one person doing all the work. But I think the big thing to be thinking about is the journey of all of it. And I'm so looking forward to not just the performance in February. And this will be our second performance at MMEA. But the first one was virtual because it was during COVID.
Yep.
And so this will be really exciting for that journey for all of us on a day-to-day basis. I'm excited about the end result of being at MMEA. Don't get me wrong. But this is just a different perspective. I want the kids to really, really enjoy all of it, process.
This is something that I've really learned as I've matured as a teacher. I've learned from every great music educator that I respect, that I talk to, that reiterates this idea of it's about the journey.
Mm-hmm.
It's about the process. And if you do the process right, the product will be great.
Exactly. That's
it's not
my
saying
why
that the product
there.
Isn't important, but the process is way more important. And if you do the process right, the product will be great.
1,000%.
And every great coach knows this.
Mm-hmm.
Every great business leader knows this, that if you only focus on the end result, you're not focusing on
the right things.
On the right things.
Yeah,
right?
No, that's totally my why.
How do you get there?
Yeah.
So that's awesome. Well, in a very similar vein, the thing I'm honestly most excited for is to be the lead teacher of our ninth grade band again this year. Now, we team teach the ninth grade band, but most years and last year, you are the lead teacher. So you're the one on the podium running rehearsal every day, and I'm the person doing pull-out lessons and sectionals.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to flip-flop that for this year. And I absolutely just love that age group of students.
Yeah.
I think that ninth graders are just really cool and creative. They still have a little bit of that youthful energy, but they have the sophistication and maturity of high school students where they can do really amazing things. And I'm so excited.
Yeah.
And like what you were saying about the process, I mean, something like ninth grade band is entirely about the process.
Yeah.
Right?
It is.
You know, you don't like the ninth grade band or a middle school band or beginner band, whatever it is, it's not about like doing some fancy performance or going some on big international tour. It's all about the time that you get to spend in the rehearsal, like building relationships and learning basic skills. And I love that part of it because it allows me to just like be free and be the best type of teacher that I can be, like full of energy, high musical standards,
mm-hmm.
but not worrying about, oh, we have to be perfect for this upcoming festival or perfect for this upcoming concert, because it's not what it's about.
One of my favorite things about Farmington is that, you know, we have two middle schools. And so that ninth grade year, and I always like when I taught middle school in Farmington, I had two eighth grade bands, right? And so even though they were in the same building, ninth grade year was the first year they could all be together. It's the only time
mm-hmm.
right now, because the way things work out with our schedule, that they all get to be together. Now, if our numbers keep growing, we turn into two ninth grade bands again, yeah. right? But that's what's so special about like taking a look at the perspective that you have of like, this is the only grade level band at the high school that we have. And then they get to go and go off in their different ways. And I just love bringing them all together to start that foundation at the high school and then really mm-hmm. let them stretch themselves and show what they can do.
Well, and regardless of which middle school they came from
Absolutely.
Or if they moved here from somewhere else
mm-hmm.
or were previously homeschooled, but also we've got kids who've been doing band since fifth grade and they've been playing in the marching band all summer. And we've got other kids who literally joined band in seventh or eighth grade
yeah.
because we now have middle school beginner bands
mm-hmm.
and they might be coming into this ninth grade band as only a second or a third year player. But like you said, they're all in the same ensemble and they get to learn from each other and they get to mentor each other. And it's about so much more than just the music. And I think
yep.
that's the perfect metaphor for what we do, but also what this podcast is about. It's about band, and it's totally not about band.
Yeah.
That's why band, ironically, is everything.
Yeah.
Right?
Because
that's why we do what we do, that's and why we teach what we teach, because that's how you get those skills that you need to be successful in life.
And that's why, like, I get frustrated with, like, when I see other teachers or something, like, posting in August, like, oh gosh, it's already August. I'm like, I'm so excited for the school year to start and just to get rolling. I love school so much. I love watching the kids grow and challenge them. They deserve excellence. We deserve excellence. I'm super excited.
Yeah.
You know what is going to be weird, though?
I don't.
If we changed the podcast name, we didn't practice how to say it. You know how we, like, always end? This has been another episode of...
Band...
Is Everything. That sounds weird. The inflection is weird.
Oh, fine. You're right. We have to come up with a new... Well, we've got a couple weeks to figure it out.
Okay.
Yeah,
we'll do that. Yeah.
I mean...
So then we'll practice that. So this is still Band in Minnesota?
Well,
Band in... It's just Brad and Aaron right now.
This is a weird, like, Twilight Zone episode of, like, it's not really Band in Minnesota anymore, but it's not quite Band Is Everything.
And, like, it's separate universe. Is this, like, the Illuminati or something?
If,
like...
you make some sort of Mandela effect Berenstain Bears reference
right
now.
That's where I was going to go.
No. I'm going to send Phil Gonzalez after you and Mike Berenstain himself. And they are going to take you out.
That is, like, one of my favorite things to do, to just, like, get your
blood
boiling.
And, folks, if you don't know what I'm talking about right now, I need you to,
Don't talk to him about it. Don't talk
Berenstain
to him about
Bears,
it. But if you do want to get him riled up, just bring Mandela effect.
Parallel universe. Because, Oh, my gosh. All right. I think this is good. I may not even have to edit this. I think we might just...
Why would you even not? People think we're hilarious. Or is that just me that thinks we're hilarious?
Maybe.
No, this one doesn't need to be edited. This is good. Like, it's pure. There's no editing needed. I think you just got to drop it.
Drop it like it's hot.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot. When the pigs try to get at you, park it like it's hot.